The Silver Ferns and the Black Caps will resume international play next month, with both sports being given the all-clear to host international teams. The Silver Ferns will host England in a three-test series in Hamilton, with the first test on Wednesday, October 28th. New Zealand cricket has also confirmed today that the West Indies and Pakistan will play against the Black Caps over November, December and January, with the schedule to be released next week. All international sides will quarantine for 14 days after arriving, with players able to train as a squad after 4 days, provided they test negative for COVID-19 on day three. Netball New Zealand Chief Executive Jenny Wiley told sports editor Stephen Hewson the series between the world champion Silver Ferns and England, the Commonwealth Games gold medalists, is significant as it'll be the first international netball globally since January.
Netball New Zealand is covering the cost that the government are passing on to us, and we'll also be looking after the landed cost of the England team. We acknowledge it's an extraordinary time, and that's how we'll be able to play that out.
How's that going to affect, the financial implications of making some money from the series?
You know, Netball New Zealand has been looking at pulling back costs for this whole year. We've suspended programs, etc., because the viability of an international test series was always going to be uncertain. So as we go into the back end, if we're able to get crowds, this will just make it all sort of financially viable.
Financially viable in the sense what you hope to break even or make some money on top of that?
What we're hoping across the test series is we'll be at a break even position. But we've been really well supported by our partners this year, and that's really made us able to enter into this kind of arrangement with England and make sure that we get some test match netball this year, which is the most important part.
What's it going to cost you quarantine-wise?
I think all the costs we're still working through with government in terms of what those final costs are. They are slightly different from a Kiwi returning home because we're going to need to be able to secure it independently of the New Zealand public. So we're all working through all those costs at the moment, but they're not insignificant.
Given where we were a few months ago, the mere fact you've got a series must be a huge sense of relief. But at what point did you finally sort of realise, yes, we are going to be able to make this happen?
We've known for about a week that we'll be able to enter into this negotiation with the English Roses. A few months ago, here we were saying, look, if there's no test match netball and there's no ANZ Premiership, we've got a big problem for ourselves and financially, as well as a calendar for the Silver Ferns. So where we've been working with government for a couple of months on, is this viable? We needed to understand our liability going into this in terms of health and safety, and look at what was right for the team. But I think ultimately, you know, we're at a point where, because of all of that planning, we're going to be about one of the first netball test matches in the world played post-COVID, or, you know, as we come out of COVID. So I think it's fantastic for women's sport to be able to have this opportunity and for these athletes to be out on the world stage in front of fans.
What about their reaction? I mean, how have they felt? I suppose the whole COVID lockdown hasn't quite been the same for England. So is the sense, do you think, this is a bigger deal for New Zealand, or how's England going to feel about getting to play some netball too?
Well, yeah, I think what's really important for the netball landscape is the last time any test match netball was played was January. And in that sort of scheme of things, that's significant. England has not had a domestic series this year, so they really wanted to be able to get those athletes out there on that world stage. And I think the same thing for the Australian team. You know, they did not participate in the quad series at the front end of this year, so they will not be having any international test match netball this year. So I think from a performance perspective, no international team wants to lose momentum as we build into Com Games and Netball World Cup. So it's incredibly important. And England was great to work with. You know, we had some really robust conversations about the risk and what it means. But they're keen for visibility of their team. They've got a brand new coach. And, you know, the Kiwis are coming off the back of a World Cup in 2019. So it's important to keep that momentum.
Netball New Zealand Chief Executive Jenny Wiley talking to our sports reporter, editor, Stephen Hewson there. The All Blacks will be the first major New Zealand side to play a home international since the COVID-19 outbreak when they play the Wallabies in Wellington on October 11th and in Auckland a week later. And after 6 o'clock tonight, we'll hear from Sports Minister Grant Robertson about the cost of hosting international sports teams and getting the All Blacks out of quarantine in time for Christmas.